10 to 6, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. We are well stocked with mattresses in twin, full, queen, and king sizes. Several of our factories have closed, but I have three warehouses stocked with hundreds of mattresses and foundations. Special discounts are being given on much of my inventory while supplies last. Serta, Beauty Vest, Jameson, Diamond, and other great brands are on sale. Delivery is still available. With two showrooms on the Atlanta Highway, you do not have to worry about crowds, and our salespeople will respect your space. I still have to make room for construction workers to remodel our store in May, so many floor samples have been drastically reduced. Again, we are open temporary hours, 10 to 6, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. We certainly appreciate your support. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores on the Atlanta Highway, across from the Dairy Queen.
On American Medicine Today, we speak to cutting-edge medical and science innovators, reconnect with patients to recount stories of recovery after the Bonatti spine procedures, and political issues plaguing our nation. Saturday, noon to 1, News Talk, WACV.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
News. I'm Chris Foster. The sheer volume of newly unemployed Americans and small businesses needing help is making it hard to even apply for the expanded benefits passed in the latest congressional coronavirus relief package. Wyoming Republican John Barrasso says about talk of more stimulus money from Congress.
This is a crisis that our country is facing. Anything in this fourth package has to make sure that we have fulfilled the needs that we promised would be met through the third package.
Senator Barrasso on Fox and Friends. In Japan, where there are fewer confirmed COVID-19 cases than in the U.S., China, and much of Europe.
Prime Minister Shinzo Abe saying he intends to declare a state of emergency tomorrow in Tokyo and six other places. Requests for people to stay at home could follow. Abe also pledging a stimulus package to help the economy.
Fox's Simon Owen. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have a warm, dry start to this week, but that's about to change. Our forecast for today, high temperature up to about 87. The record, by the way, is 89. Lots of sunshine today, increasing clouds tonight, chance of a few showers late tonight, low 63. Tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms becoming likely, especially in the afternoon and evening hours. High tomorrow, 81. We'll be in the mid-80s Wednesday and Thursday. Risk of some spotty thunderstorms Wednesday, but scattered showers and thunderstorms a little bit more likely on Thursday and Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Alabama is now under an emergency stay-at-home order. The order went into effect Saturday evening at 5. Now, there are some exceptions, including performing essential activities like buying food or obtaining essential services and going to work at a business that is deemed essential. Alabama is now approaching 2,000 confirmed coronavirus cases. The Alabama Department of Public Health has confirmed at least 31 deaths from COVID-19 and continues to investigate others. At least 200 people are hospitalized statewide. And Andalusia police are investigating a drive-by shooting Friday night on Packer Avenue. Police say shots were fired into a car in a home. A woman and child were inside the home but were not injured. If you have any information, call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The stock market goes up. The stock market goes down. Right now, the stock market's going. But with Earnest Financial, we're in the money.
Yes, sir.
Can't lose it, honey.
Oh, no.
Lock in your gains and never worry anymore.
I'm not worried.
Don't have to worry.
See there?
But you better hurry.
It's on the ball.
Before that old stock market crashes through more. Call David Earnest. He's the man to get you in it.
Call Dave.
Just write his number down. Get ready. I'll give it to you in a minute.
Call David Earnest at 279-7431. That's 279-7431. Call David Earnest today.
Sponsored by Earnest Financial, LLC. Thank you, Rusty, for that very creative commercial. You'll be sure to check out Health and Wealth. My old-time slot, 6 to 7 in the evenings. They're doing a good job with the
show.
Yeah,
man, it is good.
I actually think they're doing a fine job with the show. This part of the program, folks, brought to you by Jenkins Tire and Automotive. They are still open. They're part of the essential businesses on the list the governor put out. 265-0792, that is the number you need to call to make an appointment for Jenkins Tire and Automotive. That way they know, hey, if we need to order any specialty parts, because they service all makes and models of any vehicle. That way, if you have a specialty air filter they need to order for you or any specialty part, when you give them notice, it makes that whole process just much smoother. And they do a fantastic job. All their technicians are ASE certified. Like I said, they service all makes and models of cars, trucks, SUVs, fleets of vehicles. One of their biggest clients is the VA. They also can even service those minivans. And with brand names like Toyo, Bridgestone, Firestone, Goodyear, Michelin, Kelly, Dunlop, they have every tire you could ever want. So whether you're looking for maintenance job like an oil change or air filter replacement, or you're looking to get brand new tires or your transmission fixed or that AC system fixed, Jenkins Tire and Automotive has you covered. Why not, in the midst of this crisis, when you have a little extra time if you're not at work, go by and get your car fixed up at Jenkins Tire and Automotive. They're located at 38 East Jefferson Street here in downtown Montgomery, about 2-3 blocks from the Alley Station. And again, give them a call to make an appointment to get your vehicle serviced. 265-0792, 265-0792, or make an appointment online. Check them out online at JenkinsTireAndAuto.com. Before we officially open up the final hour news and views here on a manic Monday, let's go to the phones and talk to Joe. Hey, Joe, how are you this morning?
Doing good. How are y'all?
Doing
good.
Well.
Did anybody not read that the order from the mayor's office? I mean, I can't believe they did what they did. And
I read it. Yeah.
I mean, the order from the state that said this is what the standard is, and then
right.
The lawyer didn't approve what they were going to do.
Right.
The district attorney or the attorney general said that's unenforceable.
No, it just doesn't make common sense. Like, if I'm thinking, if I was a police officer, I guess you got to do your job, but you're like, what are we doing here? Making people stand outside in line in a massive building? They're closer together than they would be in the building.
Absolutely. They sent people to Millbrook and other cities, and they were packed in grocery stores there because they were in a panic. Well, that created an even worse hazard than if they just let everybody in there. And it clearly said half of what the fire marshals limit was. But it brings up a greater point. You have all these mayors and governors just pass an edict, and what constitutional authority do they have to make these things, and they use the police to enforce them?
Yeah, they're all sneaking them in under public health orders. That's the legal justification, at least from the state level. And I guess we have local ordinances, but that particular thing that the mayor's office did on Friday was not enforceable, as the Attorney General, Steve Marshall, put out a statement saying. And it's just, it's not, it wasn't legal, not enforceable, and it's just dumb. It wasn't common sense.
But also, don't you put your officers in harm's way unnecessarily right then?
Yes.
Yeah, the officer that I saw that was directing people, he didn't have a mask on, or I mean,
right,
he really should have, but, you know, there, like I said, there's all these people standing in line, and I appreciate that trying to, you know, keep this under control, right, but you need to work within the rules of law.
Right, and Joe, you heard me probably on these airwaves. I didn't bitch and moan about the curfew, especially the chief of police kind of laid out their logic behind it. I had Mayor Reed on a few weeks ago, and I tipped my hat to him because at that point he had mostly gotten out of the way, and he was highlighting city workers like police, like sanitation workers. We hadn't yet done anything too over the top. And again, when I saw the curfew, I was like, what is this? They explained it with all the exemptions and exceptions. That's fine. But last Friday when they did that thing with grocery stores, that it's like, come on. You need to measure twice then cut once.
Think about it.
Like,
that was,
come on.
Well, they absolutely, they said that Thursday, if you saw the press conference, when they had all the county, he made a point of saying only 10 people in a store. That's not what the governor said. That's not what the health department had advised.
Right. And now with this new shelter-in-place order, the new rule is 50% of your occupancy capacity in these large stores.
And they pointed that out. The health department, when they did their press conference on Friday afternoon with the governor, he made sure and pointed that out, 50% of the fire marshal's occupancy rating.
Well, if y'all want a good football season, you need to be good right now.
Pretty much as you said.
Take away what they like.
I forget the Bible verse you read, but no, let's open our Bibles together. It was just such an Alabama moment. Yeah, and I was kind of chuckling and going, yeah, I kind of like where I live. Yeah, it works.
So, let me, one more point. Like, the Governor Ivey exempted religious things. If you saw a few weeks ago when East Alabama was talking about things that the people had in common that were there, they said that all of them had one thing in common, that they went to church. Mm-hmm. Not the same church, different churches. If you look at Chambers County right now, Chambers County has only got a population of 33,000 people. They've got 90 cases of COVID, and where do you think they got it from?
Yep.
From church.
Right.
Well, that's the official thing. There was actually a big hootenanny in Chambers not too long ago, but he had to be invited. But
oh, yeah.
No, you're down.
Yeah, that was way before that, though.
Yeah. Appreciate it, Joe.
Thank you.
More news and views when we come back. Got to hit the rest of these ads. 272-9228 if you want to get it on the program.
The safety and security of your family and property is on your mind now more than ever. For over 20 years, ProLink Security has been here for you. ProLink offers interactive security systems, including cameras, door locks, digital thermostats, and much more. Right now, if you call ProLink at 285-5833, you can take advantage of 3 months free monitoring with new activation and no contract. Call ProLink Security today, 334-285-5833. AESBL license number 475.
When someone drives up to your house, generally the first thing they see is your driveway, your invitation. Someday when you sell your home, your driveway will be the first to speak for how well you've maintained this investment. Hi, this is Tom Latham with Penny Earned and Concrete Technologies. Call us today for all of your concrete needs, your driveway and your swimming pool, as well as complete outdoor living areas, fire pits, fireplaces, stamped and patterned patios, retainer walls, and drainage systems to complete the outdoor living area. Our team's been together for many years, and our goal is to be the best. We have ideas to share and hundreds of pictures on Facebook posted for your viewing. For years, you've seen our trucks in your streets and our signs in your neighbor's yards. Isn't it time you called 334-284-9292? And do follow us on Facebook for hundreds of pictures of current and past projects. Call Penny Earn today, 334-284-9292. 334-284-9292.
Penny Earn Concrete, beautiful changes.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome back to News and Views. How you doing, all you cool cats and kittens? No, I haven't muzzled Eddie Bader. He's just taking care of some business behind the scenes.
I did.
That's
It's real estate, baby. 24/7 real estate.
Well, no, but if I don't, you know, let y'all speak, you know, like I'm over here, you know, with a chair, like fighting back lines.
You'll turn my mic on every once in a while, Joey.
Everybody just, why aren't they, what are you doing muzzling them? I'm not the one.
He asked for it.
Well, sometimes I'll show people up, but 272-9228, 272-9228. Let's go to the phones and talk to Papa B. Hey, Papa B, how are you this morning?
Hey, doing good. How about y'all?
Doing well.
Yes, sir.
Wonderful. You know how I like to try to look on the bright side of things here?
Yeah.
Must.
And, you know, I've had a kind of a constant refrain about what changes this is going to bring about in our society. And I've kind of had an epiphany, Joey.
All right.
You know, and of course, one of my favorite topics is education. My kids now, or my son actually, he's doing this thing called a Zoom online learning.
Right. I was using Zoom last night talking to family members. Yep.
Yeah. And it just works fantastically. Yeah. He likes being able to not have to get into a classroom setting. In fact, seems to be doing as good or better than before. And, you know, I have such a heart for teachers because it's a job I couldn't do. I have no tolerance for kids or very little. And I know what a hard job, you know, teachers have. You got to really have a love for it.
You do.
To do it. It's like almost a gifting.
I wonder how many parents really respect teachers more now than ever before.
Newfound respectful. Yeah. Well, you know, but here's one of the things that I've seen, you know, what teachers have to go through, and that is if they've got a disruptive kid, you know, it's just hard to deal with because of all of the rules and how you got to keep them in class and yada, yada, yada. Well, you know what? With this Zoom thing, that could solve that. You got a disruptive kid. You got a kid that just plain will not do. Send his natural butt to the house with a laptop and a card and, you know, an online card and say, parent, you deal with it. We're not dealing with it. This is a public space, and he's got to respect everybody else while he's here or she. And if he's not, then you don't get to come back in the classroom. Now, what's wrong with that idea, Joey?
Nothing wrong with it. I mean, I really think virtual education is the way to go, especially at higher education levels, because unfortunately a big function of a school for younger kids is daycare. I mean, you want them to be learning something, but it's a place to put them that is ideally secure and people can go to work and whatnot. And I think that's what parents are. I don't think parents, most of them, mind teaching their children something. It's a gift that keeps on giving. When you see that little light bulb go off and your kid gets something.
Right.
The social experience is important.
But it's more the day-to-day having to take care of them, and you're used to somebody else taking up the slack while you're working. It very quickly can go sideways. So if you do have a kid that's causing a problem, disruptions, I like that solution. And then, again, to revisit higher education, there are already programs out there, especially if you're going for a humanities or liberal arts education where you don't need the so-called like equipment. If you're, say, industrial design, architecture, being a pharmacist, nursing schools, these sorts of things, you need to be there. But if you're just learning history and economics and stuff, why do I have to be in a physical building all on one campus? You can cut down cost, and you can work at the same time. I think that's where we should be going. It's just lower cost makes a lot of sense.
Lower cost, there's so many benefits. You know, I was, I gave all of the colleges a chance. I took the scenic route through college.
Yeah.
Troy State at Montgomery finally took me up on it, and I graduated from there.
Fantastic.
But they really pioneered at Troy State the online college experience. And I'm not talking about just a little bit. They really are one of the first out there. Had the privilege of meeting one of the guys that actually was in on the, just from the jump, getting that type of venue open and working. And, boy, they have really you know, a lot of the online learning is patterned after what went on with Troy State.
Yep.
So, you know, we got some great resources, some great people that know a lot about it. And, you know, really, I think this is going to open up a lot of potential in the education system
that we have not seen. And again, especially at the higher education level, you know, let's just be blunt, some teachers are boring as mud. Like, I mean, they might be good researchers and they might be gifted, intelligent people, but you could have, with online resources like this, one very engaging lecturer serve thousands of people. I mean, and then you have that one-on-one with maybe a TA or somebody to help tutor you. And so we can, I think, especially at that higher level, use more and more of this than we should. At young ages, there's always that daycare element. So, but I'm hoping that even in that regard, you can customize more of your child's education as you move forward. I hope we get more creative and don't stay stuck in the past.
I don't want to belabor the conversation or the point, but I do want to say this. You know, the education system for way too long is a post-World War II construct that was meant as a jobs program for the Democrat Party, and that has got to change.
Yep.
And I think this might be what does it. I hope so, anyway.
I hope so, too.
Thanks, Papa B.
One of the things they're doing in Virginia is they're doing the distance learning, and then for those that need some special help or tutoring, like you were saying, from the teacher, they have the school open, and they're setting up appointments one-on-one. I think that's a great idea.
And then you can still create cooperatives if you want a sports team or band. I mean, there's all sorts of things you can bring people together to socialize.
Certainly.
But I have to say, most homeschool kids, I mean, like, I've been thinking about, hey, I should hire a researcher.
Right.
Maybe I should hire somebody to help out with the show behind the scenes. And, you know, y'all are fun to hang out with on air, but you want to be a researcher, so?
No, thank you.
You're right.
I'm not that big
a nerd. I can Google stuff.
Right, no. But if I'm looking for something like that, everybody that came to my mind, I know, in fact, have been homeschooled.
Yeah.
There are a lot of really, those are always the most impressive kids. Some high-level private schools, and then homeschools score the highest.
Yep.
I've got
several people in my family that have been homeschooled, and they are. They're incredibly sharp, and the biggest thing is they know how to study.
And they know how to act around adults because that's who you interact with. You're not just in your own peer group. But here, Jack Campbell's back.
Hey, Jack's back.
Hey, Jack.
How you doing?
Hey, how'd that hobbling go?
I didn't actually have to hobble. I had to return a couple calls, but one of them shed some light on the mayor and the wall.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good.
The only thing the mayor did was to soundproof the door between his office and his secretary's office. And if you've ever been up there, you come in the door, and there are two administrative assistants that sit in the office next to each other. One of them, the door to the right goes to the mayor's office, and one of the doors to the left goes to the executive assistant's office. And I think he was just soundproofing his office from the secretarial area.
Okay.
So he did not tear down any walls or anything like that.
Was it a $300,000 door?
No, hell no.
See, this is where rumors get started. And if I'm going to criticize the mayor, I want it to be true.
Exactly.
And like, I'm really tired. I mentioned this last week, at least nationally speaking, because somebody's a Republican or somebody's a Democrat. It's like, say you're a Democrat, Eddie.
Okay.
Means I have to disagree with you on every damn thing. No, the sky isn't blue. It's Doug eggshell colored. That's not blue.
Right. But there are, and I'm like you, Joey, there are good ideas that come out of both parties, but it's a matter of if I am a Democrat, then anything Joey says, because he's different from me, is wrong.
Right, and it's not personal. I think, actually, I'd get along just fine with Stephen Reed on a personal basis.
Well, you know, if I were a Democrat right now, and thank God I'm not, but let's say I'm running for president, I would just say, look, if you don't like the current leadership, I'll offer an alternative, and just differ on policies and issues without ever bashing Trump. I think people would be a lot more comfortable. Now, some of the hard leftists wouldn't.
Right.
But there are still a few mainstream Democrats who are not kooks.
Right.
Who, you know.
Well, and I would pick two or three issues, Jack, and bash them there. Like, say, I agree with him on all sorts of other things, but these two or three things, he's terrible.
And there are legitimate issues that we got issues with him on. Right. I would like some further explanation, if nothing else.
Now, we've got on the phone here, let me bring this gentleman on. Let me ask you a question, though. Ernest Claiborne here. Ernest, you got, I'd imagine, a bit to say. You want to have a conversation?
Oh, I have a lot to say.
Is it cool?
I love to have a conversation.
Absolutely. Is it cool if we hit a break real quick, then come back to you?
That sounds great. Fantastic.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
More news and views when we come back. I'm Joey Clark, your host. Co-host Jack Campbell on the phone. Eddie Bader in the house. Seth Spotlow in the house. I like that blacked-out Superman shirt.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, that's nice. I like that a lot. We'll be right back. More news and views. When I
was young, it seemed that life was so wonderful.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with your Real Estate Minute. Interested in selling your house? Here are five ways to sell it fast. Number one, price it to sell, not to sit. Number one reason homes don't sell is the price. Buyers have shopped the market and they know when a house is overpriced. Second reason houses stay on the market is condition. Your home needs to be in showroom condition from day one on the market. Professionally cleaning the home, paint where needed, and landscaping will go miles in getting your home sold in the marketplace. Number three, to sell in this market, the seller must offer to pay a portion of the closing costs and prepaids. Number four, stage the home. Remove clutter, simplify the home, open it up, show off the house. Number five, use a local realtor to market your home. A realtor will sell your home faster and for more money than trying to sell it yourself. To get all the details in selling your home, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or my personal email, bogoodson@charter.net.
David Little from Tucker Pecan is in the house. Well, everybody is back from market and understand you got some great stuff.
Bubba, we have got the newest gift ideas you will find coming straight from market. We've got the wonderful jewelry, good-looking, bright jewelry that doesn't break the bank, and it's going to be the perfect gift any time of the year. Also, we've got some wonderful totes that have just come in. They are bright-colored, ready for the beach, the lake, those things. We've also got dry wick beach towels, but we also have some Turkish towels that have just come in. And if that's not your thing and you're looking for something different, we've got this new popcorn that just came in that's got chocolates, sea salt, all kinds of great flavors. It is new. We had it years ago and we got it back because it was such a great seller. But we've always got the freshest and finest candies and pecans you will find anywhere. We have it at Tucker Pecan.
Where are you located?
We are located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
Why should you choose Metro Fitness for your health club? Oh, let me list the many reasons. Over 60 group exercise classes available at no extra cost. Yes, I said no extra cost. A functional training area where you can do TRX, box jumps, kettlebells, battle ropes. Indoor track, computerized strength training system, and a place where everybody knows your name. All this for one price under one roof. Only at Metro Fitness, metrofitness.com.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back.
Oh, man, get your bag. You got to go.
272-9228.
Let's get out of here.
Woo!
272-9228.
Eddie Bader's still in the studio, so Spallo had to step out for a second. Jack Campbell is on the phone, though.
How you doing?
I'm doing all right. Doing all right. And as we promised him, Ernest Claiborne's on the phone. Now, Ernest, please give a little bit of your background and introduce yourself. You're out there, out and about, really engaged in the community. What's going on this
week? Oh, definitely. Definitely. You know, I'm a retired correctional officer, retired from the military as a military police officer.
Thank you.
And
I've just got problems with what's going on with this curfew. I've been fighting against it for years. This is something the city wanted to do.
Hmm.
But my main issue with it, it wasn't done right. It's not legal. And if you actually read it, if you actually take the time to look at it, it's on a proclamation.
Right.
It's
right.
Not even an ordinance. So how could it be enforceable? I have a problem with the county commission's curfew because it really doesn't even exist. And I think there's a bunch of fear-mongering going on. Now, I do think that the virus is real, but also what we got to do is protect our Constitution and protect our civil liberties. You know, I took an oath to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States, and that doesn't stop. And I recently got another job at Maxwell, and I had to take the same oath again. So we can't just destroy the Constitution, and we can't just destroy civil liberties. So I have a major problem with what's been going on.
I think you're like right on with.
But if you have any questions about it, I can explain to you what the issues are, where they fell short, about the nature of the meeting, and how it was really a Trojan horse.
Okay. Well, hold on real quick, Ernest. Jack, you were going to say something?
No, I was. I'm just agreeing with what Ernest is saying. I think our civil liberties are being trampled.
Yes.
And this idea of, listen, I've been in Publix like twice in the last couple of weeks, and I was going like later in the evening around because they're closing at 8. I was going in around 7. And there weren't many people in the store,
mm-hmm.
So I don't know what this big hype about one in and one out, no more than. I don't know what they say in the store at one time. What is it, 50?
It's about.
I don't know. Yeah. I think it's asinine.
What is asinine?
Well, I mean, it
encourages panic buying again.
Yes, it does. And also, you know, our police are there to serve and protect. They're not there to maintain and control.
Amen.
And when you have like a government agency that sets out that stuff, that's a road to destruction that we don't need to go on. You know, it's all right to be concerned about public safety, but when you take a paternalistic, oppressive approach, you know, that's what we got away from in Montgomery. That's what Rosa Parks stood up for when that white man came up to her and she didn't move.
Right.
You know, it was against the law, but she stood up for herself. And in the process, she stood up for a lot of other people. And this is an amazing community. This is an amazing city. And we changed the whole world. In the civil rights, we changed the whole world. So we're going to be held to a higher standard. And we can't just give up, be so willing to give up our freedom. And the whole way that curfew was set apart, when I call it a fugazi, because the emergency meeting was not about the curfew. The emergency meeting was just supposed to be about FMLA for city employees. It wasn't even on the agenda. You know, we just got to start paying attention to what's going on in front of
us. And you're making a fantastic point, Ernest, whether it's here locally or I'm seeing it happen just nationally.
It's national, but when we surrender our rights, when we don't want to ask questions, none of the city council members, when this was brought up, and I can send you the minutes from the meeting, not one question was asked. No evidence was presented. No arguments were presented by the mayor when this proposal was made. It wasn't even made right. They didn't even follow the parliamentary procedure, by the way, but that's the least of the problems with it. But it wasn't done even right, but not one question. They weren't looking at one sheet of paper, didn't ask for any additional information, and they just voted for something that they didn't see, they didn't hear, and they didn't ask any questions about.
Well, I was going to say, Ernest, that it's ironic whether this crisis is going on or not. The new paternalism that's out there is coming with the face of, we just want to make you safe. We want to make you equal. Like there, I
well,
believe
that's what
in
the
safety.
Nazis
and,
said. There was a crisis. There was a crisis in Germany.
That's
yes,
exactly right.
I mean, that's how totalitarian regimes take over.
That's exactly.
You know, right. I was a history teacher too, but you know, this really puzzles me why we're so eager to do this. But if you do not stand up for your rights or at least ask questions, you give them up. If a cop stops me and they say, "Hey, Mr. Claiborne, hey, brother, how you doing, man? It's cool. You don't mind if I just search your car?" I say, "Hell no. Get the hell away from my car, man. Get the hell on." No, because I'm standing up for my rights.
Right.
Yeah. Now, if I say, "Yeah, you search your car," I surrender my rights. And some people might say, "Well, you got something in your car."
No, you don't.
No. I'm going to stand up for myself because my dad told me I only have to do two things, stay black and die. And that's how it's going to be. I'm not surrendering my rights.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Well, I appreciate you, man.
Ernest, do you agree or not disagree as I do? I don't disagree with the 10 p.m. to 5 a.m. Curfew, even though I'm not
I disagree
sure
with how, it because you're trampling on civil liberties. You're
well,
attacking.
I agree. I don't believe it's constitutional myself.
Right. It's the principle of it.
It's not constitutional, but stuff is not constitutional all the time. The example I gave you with that police officers do that all the time. That's not in line with the Constitution, but it happens. So we just have to be informed. You have to be informed citizens, and then you can stand up for your rights. But the crazy thing is about this curfew, what made me so mad was there was a time when black people had to walk around with papers. During slavery, free blacks and slaves had to have papers. And now everybody was having to walk around with papers so they can have permission to do what their God-given rights should be able to do.
Right.
What's in the Bill of Rights, those first 10 amendments, those are God-given rights. And they've been taken away. And people aren't asking questions. And I don't like this, you're going to break the law to make the law thing. You know, Jen Wright, and I'm going to call out Jen Wright, he is the president of the city council. Yes. He knows better. He knows what to do. He's been the mayor. He's been there forever. And if he doesn't want to do his job and run the meeting right, he needs to give that gavel to Pruitt or somebody else who will do it and not be afraid to ask a question.
Well, Ernest, I appreciate you calling in, and please call back.
Good call, Ernest.
All right. Thank you, brother. I appreciate it. Y'all be blessed.
But see, that brings up another thing to me. One of the things Nazis are known for is asking, where's your papers? Now, what do you and I, and probably Seth, too, have in his car right now so we can get around curfew? We've got our papers.
Oh, you know it.
Right. And I'm sorry, but that's ridiculous. My paper is I'm an American citizen. That's my paper.
Well, and it is amazing. I think some of the stuff, what were you about to say, Jack? You seem like it's unconstitutional, this curfew, but you also see the point.
Here's the thing. If I had a lot of money, I would sue the city over this. Right. I would take Mayor Reese's ass to court, and I would say that it's not constitutional to tell me that I have to wait outside of a grocery store until there's a, quote, vacancy for me to come in. Oh, I mean, I think that is asinine. I'm really pissed off about it.
Let me play as devil's
advocate. And what y'all just said, that it causes panic buying.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, I bet if you went into Publix right now, or Winn-Dixie, or Renfro's, or any store, the people that are shopping in there would have baskets filled to the brim. Because they don't want to come back and have to go through waiting in a line again. And therefore, a lot of stuff is stripped off the shelf.
Yep.
You look down the paper aisle at Publix, it is bereft of toilet paper, paper towels, hand wipes, and all that other stuff. And that's the asinine.
It really is.
I'm sorry. I'm pissed off about it.
Well, me too. But what really bothers me, Jack, is the undertones. If we had a mayor, and I'll say it, if we had a mayor of a different race and this came out and he said this is a curfew and this is what we're going to do, you just said if somebody had enough money to sue the city, I guarantee you that would have happened if the mayor.
Well, if you had a white mayor that did what Reed did, all the black people would be mad.
That's
and
right.
Now we've got a black mayor telling people we got all this curfew going on, and it makes a lot of white people mad. I know people are out there looking for reasons not to like Stephen Reed because he's black and they're white, and it would be the other way if we had a white mayor.
Right, that kind of
that
bothers me.
That doesn't have any damn thing to do with it.
Right. The NAACP would have stepped up and sued by now.
It affects everybody.
Right.
You know, I don't give a damn that Stephen Reed's on CNN. So is Walt Maddox, all over it.
Right.
And he has a 24-hour curfew.
Oh, that's right.
In Tuscaloosa.
I forgot about that. That's right.
I just find it's the push by the national press and some others that they just do more, do more, do more, do more, especially if you're not listening to your Republican governor or listening to the president. Just get out ahead of the president. Do more, do more, do more, and lock things down more and more and more. And I just find that unseemly, and it makes me nervous, but anxious. And, you know, to your point, we're all in this together, but it's another point I've been making in this whole crisis, is that this should change things, and it will change our society in a lot of ways, but a lot of stuff is still the same, yes. In particular our politics, and most of the time our politics does not help the situation. We should wake up to that fact.
Mm-hmm. I just got off the phone with Chuck,
yeah.
And he said that he's up in Prattville right now, and everything's fine.
Yeah.
There's no lines. People are acting like they have sense. He said the same thing in Union Springs and Troy. He said it's just Montgomery is making a big deal about it, but everybody else is doing... Yeah. Acting like they're civil, so
they're getting different messages. I think up there, they're not getting the panic that the mayor here somewhat caused.
I mean, earlier today I walked by a guy and we stayed away, and it was okay. But I mean, I still kind of held the door for him.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, I backed up and he said, "Hey, thanks for you know." But we were far away because I got a long arm.
All right. Well, here, we got to hit another break. But
let
go
me ask one quick question.
Yeah.
Is this one in, one out at grocery store a Mayor Reed thing or a Governor Ivey thing?
That was, in particular, a Mayor Reed thing. Yeah. The mayor's office is trying to put it in the lap of the governor, but if you look at the governor's health order, even the updated one now with the shelter in place, it had different restrictions on occupancy, but it was more about 10 people close together in one spot in the store. Not, you know, you have a massive square footage building. Mm-hmm. You know, you can obviously let more than 10 people in.
And it's not happening. The lines and all that are not happening anywhere but in Montgomery. If you go outside of Montgomery, like Seth was saying, in Prattville and Wetumpka, it's just another Monday.
Well, I also heard that, like, Superfoods on McGee Road, for example,
mm-hmm.
didn't have the lines that... Publix had.
Well,
so, I mean, there are alternatives,
yeah.
But I'm still pissed off about it. I'm sorry.
Good.
Well, 272-9228, if y'all pissed off too, or maybe you'll love it. Maybe you just, you know, want more of these crackdowns.
More government like this.
I figured you'd like it, man. I mean, don't you already stay at home? You know what I'm saying?
I find it surreal that my life hasn't changed that much and that now people are experiencing the Joey Clark sort of hermit life.
But I
really don't like it in that how quickly things get changed and how quickly it is forced upon you. And it can change like a flip of a switch.
Yeah, every day.
And, you know, what if it's some other sort of crisis?
Yeah.
It just... Seeing government work this quickly and working in a way that is not based in common sense and doesn't hold up to even the standards of an emergency. Like I said last week, if we're treating this like a war, remember, as Randolph Bourne once said, war is the health of the state.
Yeah.
It's like that Rahm Emanuel quote. When you have a crisis, you can do things you normally couldn't get away with. I wonder what emergency powers or emergency programs or restrictions or gifts to the public will stay in place once this mm-hmm. emergency...
Gifts to the public.
Yeah, have abated. But we do have to hit this break, 272-9228. This part of the program brought to you folks by Heirloom Jewelers. Now, Jack, Troop Booth and Heirloom, they're shut because of the governor, but Troop is staying on with us, just making sure we get the word out that he will have his doors open. The sun will shine again. We'll get through this crisis, and if you're looking for fine antique jewelry pieces, items, whether rings, earrings, necklace, bracelet, a watch, whatever it is, he has these incredible items at an incredible price because he cuts out the middleman.
Mm-hmm.
He, Troop Booth, and his whole team trained at the Gemological Institute of America. Not only can you buy over there, or not only can you buy things over there, you can sell to Troop. So if you have jewelry items laying around the house that you never wear, hardly ever think about, and you hear this ad, why not stop by and make an appointment with Troop Booth at Heirloom Jewelers? The number is 260-0066, 260-0066. Whether you're looking to buy or sell, Heirloom Jewelers is the place to go. Because of the governor's order, I believe jewelry stores are shuttered, but... Yeah. Troop Booth is your local go-to for jewelry. When the sun starts shining again, make sure to go by there. Hey, and buy your significant other a little gift now that we can celebrate and enjoy normal, free life again.
I'm going to buy my catacomb.
Troop is not a pushy guy. Troop is real laid back, and you'll really enjoy working with him. He's a good guy.
It's been a pleasure getting to know with him. Working with him behind the scenes, he's great, and y'all will really enjoy working with him. More news and views when we come back. I'm Joey Clark. He's Jack Campbell on the phone. Eddie Bader, Seth Spotlow, others on hold. We'll be right back.
He may not know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
The safety and security of your family and property is on your mind now more than ever. For over 20 years, ProLink Security has been here for you. ProLink offers interactive security systems, including cameras, door locks, digital thermostats, and much more. Right now, if you call ProLink at 285-5833, you can take advantage of 3 months free monitoring with new activation and no contract. Call ProLink Security today, 334-285-5833. AESBL license number 475.
Friends, you know, for over 40 years, Larry Puckett Chevrolet in Prattville has been taking care of people in this area when it comes to car buying. And you know, in these uncharted waters that we're into today, Larry Puckett stands strong. They're there for you now. If you've been thinking about buying a new car or truck and you've been sheltered in the house and can't get out, look us up online at LarryPuckett.com. Pick one out, then give us a call at 285-9300, and we'll bring it to you. You can test drive it when we get it to the house. Larry Puckett Chevrolet's been there in the good times, and we're there in the tough times. Not going to be long, you're going to be getting some of that stimulus money in the mail. This is a great time to take some of that and use it as a down payment on a brand new Chevy from Larry Puckett Chevrolet. Some of the vehicles you can buy at Larry Puckett today, you can get 0% financing for up to 84 months. And some of them you won't have to make any payments for 120 days. Larry Puckett also's got a huge supply of pre-owned cars and trucks. You ain't got to come to us. We'll come to you. LarryPuckett.com.
This is Ryan Turner with Infusion Wellness Center. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for about 3 years now, and it's a great way to get your name out there and reach the people your business needs to grow and succeed. Highly recommended.
The average return on a radio ad schedule is 11 times investment. Call Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how to increase your bottom line. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have a warm, dry start to this week, but that's about to change. Our forecast for today, high temperature up to about 87. The record, by the way, is 89. Lots of sunshine today, increasing clouds tonight, chance of a few showers late tonight, low 63. Tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms becoming likely, especially in the afternoon and evening hours. High tomorrow, 81. We'll be in the mid-80s Wednesday and Thursday. Risk of some spotty thunderstorms Wednesday, but scattered showers and thunderstorms a little bit more likely on Thursday and Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Hello, Central Alabama. The isolation and uncertainty we are all experiencing during these unique times can really get any of us down and feeling very lonely. I want to assure you that you are not alone. This is Al Crosby, president of Crosby Electric, and I want to tell you today that number one, God loves you. And subsequently, number two, God's people love you. And I mean it. Local churches are providing resources during these trying times to help you draw closer to God and to other people. First of all, many churches are sending out daily devotionals, including children's activities. My church home website is landmark.church, and there you will find information and other resources. You can also go to the Landmark Church Facebook page and get encouraging messages and devotionals. Secondly, the Landmark Church, along with many other churches, are live streaming their weekly worship services. Landmark will be live streaming ours at 10 a.m. on Sunday mornings, and it will be encouraging to you and your family. So, until you can actually meet with a church family, know that you are not alone. God bless you and be safe.
A highly placed politician talks about the Health and Wealth Show.
Nobody's ever seen anything like this.
The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weeknights at 6 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
This is Rick Peters, managing partner of Blue Water Broadcasting. Seems that all anyone's talking about these days is coronavirus and its impact on all of us. Think about that. No one is immune, especially local business. Local business that needs your support to survive. They're your friends, your neighbors, your colleagues. By supporting them, you support all of us. It's more important than ever that we buy local and support local. We're all in this together. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks supporting local business.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. Hey, Jack Campbell.
How you doing?
I'm doing all right.
I wanted to say to all of our sponsors who we all know are suffering through this curfew and this social distancing and all this other crap that we're having to endure, I wanted to say thank you. Not just people that we do live spots for, but all these other folks. I was just listening to the break,
right?
Like Crosby Electric and so many of the other businesses. And some people have honed their message toward the coronavirus. They're the backbone of our business, and I just want to say thank you. I think it's real important that people that listen use our sponsors for services and goods and other things during this tough time.
And I'll just advise, I echo what you just said, and I'll advise our clients who might be listening or anybody out there, whether you're a sole proprietorship or you have a small business under, I guess, 500 employees, check out SBA.gov. They've already got the website up and running, and then they'll give you a lot of good info on all sorts of different types of loans that are out there now to support people through the crisis. And then you go to your banker, who you normally deal with, and there are a lot of good opportunities now. The Treasury Department's got this up and running, as well as the SBA, pretty quickly here. So that is good to see. And speaking of sponsors, as part of the program, as part of News and Views, brought to you by Eddie Bader.
322-0662.
Hey guys.
That's his number, 322-0662. And you know, right now one of the highlights, like on the listing package you have, is 500 Ridgewood Lane here in Montgomery, Alabama. It's a Forest Hills property, 3-bedroom, 2-bath with a pool.
With a pool.
And these vaulted ceilings, right?
Yeah,
when you walk in.
As soon as you walk in, it's got this great room. And the kitchen is kind of all one big open space. And it's got vaulted ceilings that probably, I'm going to guess, are 18, 20 feet as soon as you walk in.
Wow.
And you can kind of see through the house, so you can see the pool in the backyard as well from the kitchen. It's got granite countertops in that place. It's a beautiful 3-bedroom house, 2 baths, on the corner lot in Forest Hills. You've got some great neighbors there. I just can't say enough about this house. We got it priced at $122. And now that being said, people, don't freak out when you see a house, not just this one, but any house with a price on it. And you're like, ooh, I kind of think that's, I couldn't go that high. Well, let me invite you to put an offer in on anything.
Right.
Everything is always negotiable. And that changes day to day. I've had people, when I've sent them an offer before, tell me, no, Eddie, that's way too low. I'll send them the same offer 24 hours later. I'll take it. Never know. So just invite everybody to give us a call. And, you know, we can show you that house. It's vacant right now, and the cleaning crew has come in, so we are COVID-19 compliant on there. So you don't have to worry about coming into a space where somebody's actually living. The house is vacant. So if you want to see it, you can call me, 322-0662, or your favorite realtor. And let's get this house off the market and get new people in there.
Again, that's 322-0662 for Eddie Bader with the Goodson Group. Also, check him out on the Book of Faces on his Facebook page. So, Jack, one of your favorite people is on the phone here.
Flower. And who would that be?
Flower Child.
Hey.
Hey, Flower Child.
Good afternoon, guys.
Good morning.
Hello.
I just wanted to go down a list of civil liberty violations I read this weekend. Some of them you've covered. You know, we're supposed to be we the people, but they have turned us into sheeple. They created a bread line in Montgomery Friday, wearing ankle bracelets, drones, arrest for driving around, wearing armband badge that you have been vaccinated, governors deciding health care options so you can't take hydroxychloroquine, arrested for kayaking, closed churches, closed gun shops. You're going to have a social score like the CCP, and the government gets to decide what is essential. I went into a barbecue place on Friday. They had a sign on there that said, the health department says you cannot sit in our parking lot and eat your meals. Now,
that is ridiculous. I'm so pissed off about that.
But, you know, I'm not going to say the name of this company. I mean, they're a fast food company. But yet you can have a bellhop bring you food to your car. You know, I mean, you got to use some common sense. And they're just blanketing government over.
Does that mean Sonic, if you go to Sonic, does that mean you can't eat in the parking lot?
Well, that's what I'm comparing it to. Well, I could at the barbecue place.
Right.
It's just a mom-and-pop place. Have a sign up saying that you, health department says you can't sit in the parking lot and eat.
Well, screw the health department.
You know, I mean, I should have taken a picture of it, but I know it'll still be there.
Well, and the problem is the restaurateurs don't want to get in trouble. So they tell you can't eat here, and that's just BS.
I know. And so if you want to have that kind of life, keep voting Democrat. That's all I got to say to you, because that's all Democratic policies that I just read out to you. Governors, mayors, anybody like that tells you to do stuff like that, and they want you to be a sheep and follow the herd, you need to grow some neurons in your brain.
Well, and that's just locally. Can you imagine if you had a Democratic administration just pushing, nationalizing all sorts of things? It's just, and, you know, Flower Child, it's hit home with me. I'm holding in my hand a media badge and pass. It says on the back, this employee on this identity card is credentialed member of the media and protected by state and federal law and shall not be prohibited from performing duties in the line and scope of employment in the media. And then there's my old picture with my stupid soccer mom haircut.
Well, you know,
and, you know, they could have had an updated picture. But look at this dope. I'm looking like I'm driving a group of kids. Hey, kids, you want a Capri Sun and some orange slices? Well,
Joey, that was a choice you made to look like that.
Thank you, Jack. But what's so funny about that right there, Joey, it's nice. It's really nice. But I can do the same thing on my home computer.
Right. No, it's just makes the fact that this is even necessary.
Yeah,
it's
a joke.
Stupid.
I agree. I mean, I am just livid that people just will lay down in the road and say, "Run over me." And
well, I mean, what do you want to do? Get a cop pull you? I mean,
right.
You know, that's the thing. I want to barge into public to not wait in a line, but I don't want to piss 60. People off, you know?
No, last time I saw you, though, in a motorized cart, Jack, you were like a bat out of hell. It was quite something to behold. And you're like, how you doing? How you doing? Like, you're just flying by people.
Well, I can assure you, sanity is alive in Prattville and Wetumpka. And I went to Costco yesterday. I called it ahead of time to make sure there wasn't a line. There was no line. I got in and out. So why does everybody...
Right.
They're screaming fire. And then they're running in a panic to get in line to get groceries.
Because we're already in the fog of war, and then the government is adding more uncertainty to it at the government at the local level. And it just, it doesn't aid us. But Flower Child, we got to run. We're out of time.
Bye. Y'all have a good
day. Flower Child.
Bye.
Well, everybody else on hold, I apologize, but we're out of show.
Hey, it's a good show when we still...
It's good seeing you in particular, Seth Spotlow.
Missed you, man.
Doesn't happen often enough. Yeah. Eddie, thank you for being here.
No problem,
and
buddy.
I want to thank Ernest Claiborne for that call.
He's
spot on.
Mm-hmm. We got to have him back, Jack. That'd be really good. Crisis or no crisis.